Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So there is this family in our neighborhood who every Halloween they go all out on their decorations. So last Sunday night for trick-or-treat, Rose and I made sure to stop by the spooky house. It has all kinds of stuff in their yard. They've got headstones in the front yard with zombies coming up out of the ground. They've got smoke machines blowing on you as you walk up to the door. There is a big animatronic witch who talks to you when you get the candy. I mean, it is quite the display at this house. And yes, it's all plastics and electronics, but it still looks kind of creepy. Then again, that's the point, right? It's scary, but it's just pretend. Well, of course, sometimes what's supposed to be pretend turns out to be very real. Like what happened with Alec Baldwin recently on the set of his new movie. Right, maybe you heard about this. About 2 weeks ago, he was to film a scene in the movie Rust where his character fires a gun, but apparently the gun was loaded, and he accidentally shot and killed Helena Hutchins, the movie's director of photography. In a strange bit of irony, the plot of the movie is about how Baldwin's character accidentally kills someone and then had to deal with the aftermath of it. So what was supposed to be a pretend story about killing turned out to be a very real story about killing. Art imitates life, I guess. Oh, but then again, for us here today, this is just another news story about someone dying. Right, we hear stories like this all the time. And honestly, we've become numb to them. I mean, yeah, we know somebody died, but it's death in the abstract for us. Right, we don't know who Helena Hutchins is. We don't have a relationship with her. So we're removed from her death, even though it was a real death. And I think those are the two common ways we relate to death. We see it either as pretend, like plastic headstones in your front yard for Halloween, or as real, but in the abstract. It happens to somebody else, somewhere else. But of course, there's the third way we relate to death. And that's when it's personal. When it happens to someone you know and love. That's when it becomes really real. And I bet all of us have been through that kind of death. We know the experience of being heartbroken when someone we love dies. So on this All Saints Sunday, we take time to remember those people. And over the last few weeks, you've been submitting names of your loved ones, and they are all listed there in your bulletin, in the insert, in the small bulletin, or all the way in the back in the larger one. But let's be honest. As you look at that list of names, you probably don't care about many of the people listed there. You don't know who they are. As you look at that list, you know they're dead, but doesn't really mean anything to you. It would be like seeing Helena Hutchins' name on that list. Right? Death is still abstract. It happened to somebody else. But maybe you submitted names of your loved ones. Or maybe you didn't submit any names, but today you're still thinking about the people you know who have died. Then it's personal. Then death feels real. Well, in today's gospel reading, Mary and Martha are feeling how real death is too. They aren't listening to some news story about somebody else who died. They're dealing with a very real death of their brother, Lazarus. And of course, this story is famous because Jesus brings Lazarus back to life. It's even the part of the story that our gospel reading focuses on. But actually, the story takes up the bulk of John chapter 11. And if you read the whole thing, you'll notice something really fascinating. This story is often called the raising of Lazarus. But Jesus' interaction with Lazarus takes up only two verses. Verses 43 and 44, right there at the end. That's it. The rest of the story, the other 42 verses, are about Jesus dealing with other people, like Mary and Martha. So instead of calling this the raising of Lazarus, I'd like to think of it as the comforting of Mary and Martha. In other words, this story is not so much about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead as it is about Jesus meeting the sisters in their pain. And we can relate to that pain. We know the sorrow and grief we feel when someone dies. But if we think about it, this story still sort of feels like death in the abstract, doesn't it? It sounds like you're hearing the story of Helena Hutchins or anybody else on the news who died. You might feel a little bit bad for Lazarus's family for a moment, but then you move on. Right? It doesn't really bother you. You didn't know Lazarus. Like next week, we'll have a new gospel reading. But when death happens in your life, then it's harder. Other people might move on from it, but you don't. You can't get over it as quickly as they do. And another problem we sometimes have with this story is that Mary and Martha got their brother back. Your loved one didn't come back after they died, did they? Once you closed that casket, that was it. You didn't get to see them again. And that's why some families linger at the casket to say that one last goodbye. Because it's tough. And so in your real grief, with your real broken heart, you might have wondered, where is Jesus now? Why didn't he do something to stop this? Or maybe, why did he drag out their suffering for so long? Jesus helped Mary and Martha, but how is he helping me? These are real, honest questions. And actually, they're the same kind of questions that Mary and Martha asked. Right? I mean, think about it. When Jesus heard the news that Lazarus was dying, he didn't go to help right away. In fact, verse 6 says, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, Jesus stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Well, from the perspective of the sisters and our perspective, that's kind of cruel. And so when he finally did show up, both of the sisters yelled at him. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Or in other words, where were you? Why didn't you do something to help us? Notice that Jesus did not ridicule them or tell them that they should not be sad or angry. Which means in your times of grief and sorrow, if you want to yell at Jesus too, go ahead. It's okay. He can take it. Those emotions are very real for you. Being brokenhearted and grieving, even being angry, just shows that you loved that person. And it's okay to feel those feelings. That's where the sisters are coming from. And that's often where we come from. But let's also see where Jesus is coming from. Yes, he knows death is real, but he also knows that it's nothing to really worry about. He takes it seriously, but he also knows that it's not as terrible as the sisters might think it is. Jesus knows that Lazarus is in his care. He knows that he can give him new life. That's not a question. That also means that Jesus has given life to your loved ones who have died too. That's not a question either. They are in his care. The question is, will you see that you are in his care too? Here's what I mean. I think the real moment of resurrection in this story happens not at the end when Lazarus comes out of the grave, but in the middle. After Martha yells at Jesus for not doing anything to stop Lazarus's death, Jesus says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Notice that Jesus did not ask, "Did Lazarus believe this?" He was not asking, "Was Lazarus baptized? Was he saved? Was he a Christian? If he was, then I'll give him new life." No. Instead, Jesus asked Martha, "Do you, Martha, believe this?" Jesus wants Martha to have new life too. And she replies, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." That is the moment of resurrection for Martha. Lazarus is already in Jesus' care. And now Martha sees that she is in Jesus' care too. In her grief, she needed to know that Jesus was with her, that he cared, and that he was stronger than death. And he was. And Martha saw that. But what about us, right? What about when death breaks our hearts and leaves us with a bunch of questions and anger? What about when our loved ones don't come out of the grave? Well, resurrection is still real then, too. Let me put it this way. Jesus does not give us immortality. Instead, he gives us new life. There's a difference. Immortality means that we will never die. New life means that death is not the end. Let me say that again. Jesus does not give us immortality. Instead, he gives us new life. There's a difference. Immortality means we will never die. New life means that death is not the end. Jesus knows that death is real. But he also knows that resurrection is real too. As he said to Martha, he is the resurrection and the life. Right then and there for her, and right here and now for you. In your time of grief, Jesus comes to you, just like he did for Mary and Martha. He cries with you, just like he did with them. And he brings you to new life, just like he did for them. So yes, your loved ones who died are in his eternal care. And that's what we celebrate on this All Saints Sunday. But we also celebrate that you are in his care too. And remember that one day later, Lazarus would die again. And that time, he didn't come back out of the grave. And one day later, it will be your name on that list of remembrances in the bulletin. So this story is not about how Jesus prevented Lazarus from dying, or how he made Lazarus immortal. It's not how he stops us from dying. No, it's about how Jesus is stronger than death, both in his day and in our own. And so, yes, there are times when we view death as something pretend, something we can use as a decoration for Halloween. And there are times when we see it in the abstract, as something that happens to someone else. But in those times when death hits us personally, then the promise still holds. Jesus is still the resurrection and the life. He is still the one who is stronger than death. And he is the one who will still give new life to your deceased loved ones and to you. Death may be real, but so too is new life in Christ. So in the name of the one who is the resurrection and the life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.